Ashlyn just broke my heart to remind me that we were going to record the second half of this episode right after the first one.
Sorry, not sorry.
So sad. I'm so tired, Ashlyn. I had plans. Okay.
Thanks.
So before we get started, we'll just let me just say hi and welcome back to I'll Tell You What, a spoopy podcast. I'm Miranda.
And I'm Ashlyn.
And here is part two. Before we actually get into that, I'm going to say something. Before we get into it, let's just get this out of the way. Go ahead, like, rate, review on all of your favorite podcasting apps. It really helps us out. We appreciate it a lot.
Gives us little thumbs ups.
I know I sound honestly very rude when I say that. Sorry. It was not the most appropriate tone of voice to use. I'm very sorry. I'm just tired.
I think she's actually losing it at this point.
I am losing
it.
Maybe
this is like a curse of Dear David.
And without further ado, let's get into it. I'll tell you what.
What do you tell me?
Part two of Dear David.
Let's get some spoops.
All right. So where we left off, Adam had convinced himself that he could see David's face in the warehouse, in a picture that he had taken in the window of the warehouse.
And Miranda and I are not that convinced.
And I mean, we're not super convinced of that. However, I do believe something kind of spooky is going on. So on Friday, September 22nd, 2017, Adam Ellis tweeted, "The past few days have been fairly quiet. I haven't been spending much time at home. I leave for Japan in a couple hours. I've been trying to avoid anything weird before my trip. I still feel like this all might stop if I just leave for a couple weeks. Whatever happens, I want to thank everyone for their kind thoughts and concerns. This whole ordeal has been stressful and it means a lot. It makes me feel like I'm not going through this alone. See you in a couple weeks. Heart." So then all the way on September 29th, he tweets, "I bought a Motive tablet at the shrine I'm at in Japan. It says, please protect my cats while I'm away from home."
Aww.
Which is very sweet. And then Tuesday, October 23rd rolls around. So a few days later. "It's my last full day in Japan. Thread. The past couple weeks have been pretty peaceful. I have people taking care of the cats and they say they've been doing fine. This morning I went for a long walk around Sapporo. I never really plan my vacations. I like to wander a lot and see what I find. I came across this statue in the park. I couldn't find out any real information about it online, but it's weird and pretty." And he posts a picture of this statue in Japan that has a whole bunch of people on it, kind of around a grouping of like a motherly figure.
It's like a cylinder.
Like a bunch of children almost around different motherly looking figures in a giant cylinder shape. Interesting. He goes on to tweet, "I was taking pictures of it from different angles since it's cylindrical. I moved around to one side and almost dropped my phone at what I saw. It felt too similar to be a coincidence. I felt dizzy staring up at it. This kid with a dented head." And there's an image in one of the, like, the motherly figure's arms of a baby clutching onto her. And this like little baby figure has a weirdly misshapen head with like a dented inside right where he drew his depiction.
I don't like that.
Isn't it creepy? He goes on to say, "I don't know. Maybe I'm overreacting. Maybe this is nothing. It doesn't feel like nothing. Anyway, I have to pack for my flight home in the morning. It'll be good to see the cats again, at least." So then on October 5th, Thursday, he makes it home successfully. He says, "I made it home safely. The cats are fine, if a little more talkative than usual." And a picture of him and his cat. Very cute.
Aw.
Then another few days roll by, about a little over a week or so. On October 14th, Saturday, 2017, Adam tweets, "Weird things have been happening with the electricity in my apartment this week. Thread. First, two bulbs have burned out in the hallway in less than a week. At this point, I've just left it alone after rather than get a ladder again. But the strangest thing has to do with the backlight on my TV. It's an LED strip that plugs into the TV itself via USB. The TV has to be on in order for the backlight to be on. But last night, the backlight was flickering on and off by itself. I noticed it just sometime before dawn when I woke up and went and went into the kitchen to get some water. I'd barely gotten back into bed again when I saw a faint light come on in the living room. After a few seconds, it went dark again. I went back into the living room and stood there watching the backlight go on and off for at least a few minutes. It was bizarre. Eventually, it stopped, and now the backlight doesn't work at all. It's only a couple months old, so it shouldn't be dead already. Anyway, I couldn't get back to sleep, so I went to the diner near... Sorry. Anyway, I couldn't get back to sleep, so I went to the diner near my apartment. It was the only thing open at 4 a.m. I had... Then he posts a picture of his breakfast at 4 a.m.
The gram.
I had eggs over easy with ham. It was too much ham, but the eggs were pretty good. He goes on to tweet, when I got back home, the sun was starting to come up, so I figured I might as well shower and go into work early. I showered and brushed my teeth, then headed into the bedroom to get dressed. As I passed the front door, I thought I heard a faint scratching sound from the other side. It was so soft, I wasn't sure it really happened. I went over to the door, but I was too scared to look through the peephole. I couldn't bring myself to actually put my face that close to the sound, so I opted to take a photo through the peephole instead. Since there's a skylight just outside my door, the hall was awash in faint yellow-green light, I snapped a couple photos. At first, the pictures didn't seem like anything, just blurry nothingness. But I analyzed it and started noticing things. Part of a face, an ear, an eye, staring right back at me. And I'm looking at this picture through the peephole, and I don't see it.
I mean, I don't think I see anything.
No,
though.
I don't see anything. Trying to analyze this picture, but I really don't see anything here. He goes on to tweet, I think maybe it's time to get someone else involved. It's obvious this isn't going to stop until I do something. I'm just not sure what it is yet. I'll let you all know when I figure it out. For those who couldn't make it out, he posts a video. And we'll go to this video. Oh. I think it's a long stretch.
Hang on. I kind of get where he's coming from, but I don't know.
I really feel like he's trying to see things now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he's freaking himself out at this
Confirmation
point.
Confirmation bias.
So then on October 26th, Adam tweets, sorry for the radio silence for the past couple weeks. Thread. First, I had a friend come over to do some cleansing stuff. She did the whole apartment and hallway. A lot of self-proclaimed professional mediums have reached out, plus a dozen Ghost Hunter TV shows. A lot of self-proclaimed professional mediums have reached out, plus about a dozen Ghost Hunter TV shows. I've declined them all because I don't really want strangers in my house sensationalizing what's going on. So instead, I had a friend come over and cleanse the place. And for about a week or so, it seemed like it worked. Things appeared to go back to normal. The cats weren't gathering at the door anymore. I stopped having dreams. It was starting to seem like it was over. Then, one morning last week, I was walking to work and passed the shuttered warehouse as usual. This time, all the metal doors were wide open, sunlight pouring in. The warehouse was still mostly empty, except for one thing. There was a hearse parked near the back wall.
Creepy.
Which is kind of creepy. I'll give you that.
Like, if it had been two hearses, it'd be less creepy.
Yeah. So on that, he tweeted, the warehouse has been closed for over 2 months. I have no idea why it was open that day. Nobody was around. It was weird, but I tried not to think about it. It's not all that strange to see a hearse, I guess. Like, they have to park somewhere.
Maybe somebody bought the garage or something and parked the hearse in it. Who knows?
He goes on to tweet, I tried to put it out of my mind, and the next several days were uneventful. But something else happened last night. It was around 11 or so, and I was watching TV on the couch. when I went into the dining room to get a drink from the fridge and I noticed both cats were sitting by the far window staring up at it. The window looks out over the roof of the business next door. I glanced out the window but didn't see anything. I figured that maybe there was a mouse in the wall or something. I shrugged and grabbed a beer from the fridge. As I went into the kitchen to get a bottle opener, I noticed something. There's a window in the kitchen that looks out onto the same roof. And someone was standing on the roof staring at me. I immediately ducked down. I reached up and flicked off the light switch. I peered over the window sill but couldn't see much. My phone was in my pocket, so I grabbed it and took a photo. It was blurry and dark, but I swear someone was out there. Yeah, you really can't see anything in this picture, unfortunately. So apparently,
it might be over here. See that?
Oh, if that's a person, I really hope it's not a person. I don't like it.
People shouldn't walk that way.
I don't like it. Okay. So, sorry. He said, I tried to take a better photo, but the figure had disappeared. Oh my God. And if you look at this photo, there is no longer a figure where I thought I saw a figure. I don't like it. I don't like it. Sorry. He went on to say, I closed all the blinds and made sure the door was locked and then drank like 5 more beers until I was too drunk to be scared. Honestly, I get it. You know. Fair enough. The last thing he tweeted that night was, but now I feel like I'm back at square one. I'm sure it was him. He's not going away. I don't know what to do.
See, I'd be more concerned about someone wanting to break into your house.
Like, yeah, who's the creep on the roof?
I don't know about any ghosts.
I don't like that. I don't want that.
Either way, anywho, not a fun time.
So November 6th rolls around. Adam tweets, it's been about 4 months since the first time I dreamed of David. Thread. This might be long, but stick with me. Last night, I dreamed about him again. It was almost exactly the same as the first time I saw him. In the dream, I saw him in a chair again. I don't have the green chair in my room anymore. This time, it was a recliner I've had for years. He was staring right at me, just like the first time. Again, I felt paralyzed and could barely move. But this time, something was different. I still felt mostly immobile, but I could squirm just a little bit. I felt more alert. I could move my hands somewhat. David glared at me, and I dreaded what I knew was coming. He was going to get out of the chair and come toward me like before. I had to do something. I keep my phone next to me on the bed, and I somehow managed to get a hold of it. I thought, if David is going to kill me, maybe I can at least get evidence on my phone. I started snapping pictures in the dark. Sure enough, he crawled down off the chair and began shuffling toward me. He moved slowly, like it was a struggle for him. I felt terrified, but I kept taking photos. David limped closer toward me.
I'm imagining,
never taking his eyes off me. Soon, I was face to face with him.
Sorry, when you were saying he's like limping, I imagine like that scene in Toy Story where that one, like,
yeah,
that one army dude just like slowly pulls up out of the mud, yeah, and starts limping.
No, don't like that. He goes on to say, he started muttering something, too quiet for me to understand. I watched his eyes roll back in his head until they were all white.
Gross.
I tried to writhe. Writhe?
It's writhe. Yeah.
That was a weird word to use there, but okay. He's using his thesaurus.
Some people use the word writhe, Miranda.
Yeah, but I feel like this is a weird context to use writhe, but okay. I tried to writhe away from him, but I couldn't barely move. I stared in horror as he began crawling up onto my bed, still murmuring something.
I don't know if you've ever experienced sleep paralysis.
No, thank God.
I have. And it's the worst.
I refuse.
Because, like, you want to move, you want to scream, but you can't.
Nope.
And
no.
So the fact that he was able to grab his phone is actually very impressive. And also, like, yeah.
I don't want
it. If you could move your little shoulders, maybe you'd be able to writhe. So I get the use of the word writhe there, honestly.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it sucks.
Going on, he tweets, and that's when I woke up. Same as before. Broad daylight, no trace of David anywhere. It's almost routine now, but it was a dream after all. So I got up and went to work. And after a while, the stress of the dream melted away. I wasn't even going to write about this, since it wouldn't really be new information, but tonight I noticed something that petrified me. I went into my phone to find a picture from a couple days ago and saw dozens of pitch black photos in my camera roll, all from last night.
So he was actually taking pictures.
It's better to just show you, turn up your brightness, because they're pretty dark.
Oh my lord.
What is it? I can't necessarily see that one.
I don't want to see it. Ashlyn, there is definitely a child in that picture.
What?
There is something sitting.
Holy!
Sorry, I just screamed. I don't like it.
I'm scaring myself.
Oh, oh my god, Miranda, the next picture.
No! No! I quit. I don't want it anymore. I quit.
You don't get to quit.
I don't like it. There's, oh my god, he got up. You can see he's getting up. Oh my god. I don't want it. Oh my god, he's coming over. Oh my god, there's a phone. Oh my god, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't like it. Okay, so we just,
I'm like, I'm hoping he's trolling us at this point, and it's like a baby doll that he
can have his face.
Because it kind of looks like a baby doll.
I hate it. Josh is just rolling his eyes at my reaction, but oh my god, I hate it so much. I just scrolled past all the photos because he's getting closer and closer in every photo. I really don't like that. Okay, so Adam goes on to tweet, usually I can come up with some excuse for what's happening, but I have no logical explanation for this. Neither do I, Adam. His last tweet for November 6th said, so now I'm sitting here on my couch freaking out. I certainly won't be able to sleep. I just felt like I needed to get this out. How dare you, Adam? How dare you? I don't like it. So about 11 days later, on November 17th, a Friday night, Adam tweeted, for everyone asking, yes, I'm alive. I've been on the quiet side because there's something I'm trying to investigate, and I'm not sure how to yet. I'd rather not tweet unless I have something substantial to share. Thread. It's also sort of hard to explain the logistics of what I'm trying to find out, but I'll do my best. Sorry. Basically, there's a part of my apartment I'm just now learning about. At least, that's what I think. To refresh your memory, I live in a duplex. I used to live on the first floor, and now I live on the second. It's a long, boxy building that looks like this, and he includes a nice little drawing that he has made.
Of cubes.
Cubes of his apartment building,
well,
his duplex.
Rectangular prisms, I guess.
So it shows that the old apartment's on the bottom, his new apartment's on the roof that he doesn't have access to. No, his apartment's not on the roof. Sorry.
Second
he
floor.
He has his new apartment. His new apartment is on the second floor, but he doesn't have access to the roof. And then the business next door, its roof is lower than his apartment, so he can see onto the roof of the store next door.
Yeah.
So he goes on to tweet, the other week I was tweeting the most recent update from the living room couch. About 30 seconds after I'd sent the last tweet, I heard a thump directly above my head, as if someone above me had dropped something on the floor, which is impossible since I'm on the top apartment. There's also no way to access the roof. There aren't any ladders on the outside of the building. The only way you'd get on the roof is through a skylight in the hallway. There are no trees in the immediate vicinity either. It definitely wasn't pipes either. It was distinctly the sound of something falling to the floor. My building is old and makes a lot of noises, but this was a new sound and it startled me.
Fat squirrel hopping on the roof?
Yes. Sorry, Adam. It was a fat squirrel.
Sorry.
He goes on to tweet. So I'm thinking, is there some secret crawl space in my home? I look all over my apartment, but I can't figure it out. So I go to the hallway, and that's when something dawns on me. There's no real way to ease into this, so I'll just say it. There's a mysterious hatch in my hallway. I've always known about it, but I assumed it opened directly to the roof.
I mean, that looks like a typical crawl space
hatch. Like a crawl space hatch.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I've got one in my closet.
Ooh, there's also a crack in the wall. That's... they didn't fix that.
I really do. I don't know. My landlord in Atlanta did not care about that. It was unnerving.
So he goes on to tweet, "It's really high above the stairs. So I always figured it was impossible to access without some sort of fancy professional ladder. I took this video so you could see how high it is." And it's a video of him showing that it's above the stairs. Like,
that's a above bad the stairwell. Spot for
like, it's a really bad hatch. Spot for a hatch. Like, it'd be very hard to get to without it'd a professional ladder. Be very
dangerous.
Also, yeah.
To get onto dangerous. With a professional ladder,
I don't
honestly.
Like that. Anywho. I see that hatch every morning when I leave for work and nothing... And think of nothing... Blah, blah, blah. I see that hatch every morning when I leave for work and think nothing of it. But this time something dawned on me. It can't lead to the roof because it's actually below the roof. I'm about to spring some simple math on you, so I apologize in advance. How dare you? I hate math. So he goes on to tweet, "First, the skylight is flat with the roof. I checked Google Earth to make sure. The hatch is about 3 feet below the skylight, meaning there's about 3 feet of empty space between the two openings."
Okay. The thing is, though, that's kind of fairly typical for houses.
Well, it's not a house. It's a duplex.
I know. But like buildings in general, don't typically have the roof directly on top of.
Yeah.
The
I mean, typically there's going to be some sort of crawl space up there.
Yeah.
But 3 feet is quite a large space, like if you don't have like an attic, like it, I mean, but 3 feet is, I believe, a typical crawl space because you're crawling through it. So it's not that.
That's like what dad's
it's not that
from,
exciting. Sorry.
From our storage closet.
But he goes on to tweet, "I think maybe the hatch leads to a short ladder going to the roof. But even if that's the case, the hatch is level with all the ceilings in my apartment. That means there's 3 feet of empty space all over my apartment." Yep. His next tweet reads, "I was ready to explain this away for a few reasons. One, it might just be some sort of insulated space that all residential buildings have." Yes. "I'm not an architect, so what I do know. That's just such a weird... I know it's a normal sentence.
What do I know?
Yes.
It's what do I know?
I can't read. Okay. "I'm not an architect, so what do I know? It didn't seem relevant enough at the time, so I decided I wasn't going to mention it here." Okay. "But over the past week and a half, I've been hearing more things above me."
You have a cat in your crawl space.
"A few days after the first sound, I heard a similar thump while I was in the kitchen. Then, last night, I heard something small clink to the floor and roll about 6 feet before stopping."
Fat squirrel.
You could really, like, hear it roll
in the crawl
six
space.
Feet. So I've heard some other people talk on this, and they think possibly because his friend came over and cleansed the house that Dear David could no longer get in the house, but maybe he's like in the crawl space or something trying to get back into the house.
I mean, David already got back into the house, Miranda. Do you need to see the pictures again?
Did that happen before they
cleansed
it?
That happened after.
Oh. Yeah. Well, now I feel jipped. Okay. I hate those pictures. They're ingrained in my skull.
You want to go back and check the dates on those?
I don't want to. But that's a theory I've heard, okay? That his friend, since his friends cleansed the house and
maybe.
Whatnot. Yeah.
I still think it's a fat squirrel.
Ashlyn, get off the fat squirrel. It's not a funny joke, okay? Stop trying to make fetch happen.
No. I'm only saying that because like, a lot of people get those sorts of sounds in their houses when... You know, animals get into
that's
these
crawl
true. Spaces.
We had an animal in our wood burning stove thing.
Yeah, we've got a wood burning stove in our living room that we've never used or anything.
Because there was renovations to the house and the chimney is no longer tall enough.
Yeah, and Mom was like, hey, I think we need to like clear out the chimney or something stuck in the chimney or something. And so I was like, okay, fine, I'll try and see what it is. And like I started to open the wood burning stove, and then there was definitely a furry animal turning around in there that had some weight to it. And I'm like, nope, we're not letting that loose onto the children.
Squirrel.
No, it was probably a possum.
That's worse.
But it kept crawling out and going back in, so it was only
I like to
sometimes.
Imagine that it was a chonky squirrel.
It was
I'm
like
stealing,
white.
Ashlyn, I'm stealing your joke, okay?
It's a chonky squirrel. It'd be a weird looking squirrel.
Anywho, he goes on to say something is going on up there. Maybe it's a raccoon. Maybe it's not. I also can't get over the fact that the hatch is in such a weird, inaccessible place over the stairs. I need to investigate. I'm not sure how right now. That is a weird place for it to be, because normally, like, crawl space hatches are in, like, a closet or something. Yeah. In the hallway would make sense in a duplex, because then they don't have to get into your apartment to do it. But it should be in a more accessible space.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. He goes on to tweet, I guess I'll try to buy a long pole off Amazon to see if the hatch even moves. I might have to buy a construction ladder.
Don't try to get
at any rate, that's why I've been MIA for a minute. I'll keep you posted when I figure out how to get up there.
This boy is going to kill himself on a ladder.
And then tweets very soon after, okay, I bought a pole. If the hatch is movable, I'll either shell out for a ladder or call my landlord
to
investigate.
Call the landlord.
Just call the landlord, buddy.
You're hearing weird stuff?
He put a $38.99 pole.
Oh my gosh. No, the thing is, you could easily call the landlord. Like, animals in the crawl space, very
they
easy.
They have to come and check it
they
out.
They need to go check it out. And they that way, you don't have to deal with
and
it.
And that way, if there's a creepy demon child in the attic,
it's
gets
not your
the
problem.
Landlord. And not you. So then, we wait about 11 more days until Tuesday, November 28th, when Adam tweets, a lot has happened in the last week, but I was away for Thanksgiving, so I'm just now able to write it all down. Thread. The noises from the ceiling haven't let up, but the pole I ordered didn't arrive before I had to leave for the holiday. So I didn't actually get it until late Friday night. I planned to investigate the next morning and went to bed. I'd barely fallen asleep when I woke up to an incredibly loud crash above me. It sounded like someone had dropped a bowling ball. I bolted right up in bed and immediately felt strange. There was a weird energy all around me. I can't explain it. After about a minute, I heard another crash. I briefly thought about grabbing my shoes and booking it, but that would mean passing under the hatch, and that seemed like a bad idea. So instead, I just listened and waited, though I'm not sure for what. The crash happened again, and then again, probably 15 times in a row, followed by a long silence. Then I heard a smaller creaking sound from the hallway. In my mind, I registered it as a footstep, but it really could have been anything.
So you call your mom.
You call the landlord.
Or your landlord.
I stayed still. He continues. I stayed still, but there were no more sounds after that. I lay back down, still tense and nervous, but I must have fallen asleep at some point because I woke up the next morning and everything seemed normal again. I got dressed and left to go get a bagel, same as every Saturday. His next tweet reads, as I made my way down the stairs, something crunched under my feet. I looked down and noticed a pile of debris on the stairs, directly under the hatch. Nope. His next tweet reads, it looked like dirt, but I couldn't tell for certain. It could have been old plaster or something. I glanced up at the hatch and noticed something else peculiar. The edge of something was caught in it, barely poking out. It's hard to see because it's so far up, but I took a photo.
The squirrels are trying to move in.
And there's clearly something there that wasn't in the previous photos. There's like a little something.
I like squirrel theory better.
His next tweet is, At that point, bagels were the last thing on my mind. I don't know about
no,
that.
No, you need to get a bagel.
Go get a bagel.
And then come back.
Come back. Reassess.
Calming bagel.
A nice calming bagel with schmear. Alrighty.
You need at least the last meal, man. Come on.
The tweet continues. I went back upstairs and grabbed the pole. I set my camera on the coat wardrobe at the top of the stairs and hit record. Just to make sure it would be caught on video if a demon burst out of the hatch.
Is this some insidious thing?
Oh, like, God, and there's a video. He's got his pole.
Poke it with a stick. It's going to be a possum.
Is that really going to be long enough?
I don't know. Is he good at math?
I don't think this pole is long. Oh, there it goes.
So you don't want to be under that, especially if
you
saw
why would you go under it? Why wouldn't you just try to like get it from on the stairs or something?
Yeah. Get it at an angle.
He's opening the hatch. Okay, something just fell out of the hatch.
That looked like a rat.
A dead rat. No. So Adam goes on to tweet, I jumped out of the way and practically fell down the stairs trying to dodge whatever it was that fell.
You shouldn't open it right above your head, man.
It's really not smart. The tweet continues.
Is it still playing?
No.
Okay.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, it is.
See it again.
Forgot that I have to pause these. The tweet continues, at first I thought it was a dead squirrel. Same as us. Which would honestly explain a lot. It hit the steps and bounced down to the first floor. I went upstairs to get my phone and collapsed the pole since it's so long and unwieldy. Then went back downstairs to investigate the object that fell. At first, I wasn't even sure what it was. It was a dingy, faded black.
No, you keep the pole to poke whatever it is with a stick.
I picked it up and realized what it was. A small leather shoe.
Ugh, why is there a child's shoe in there? That's creepy.
And I'm like, ah! And that's like an old shoe.
Yeah. It looks too old to fit on the baby doll thing, though.
Yeah. Okay. So he goes on to tweet, I hustled back upstairs and texted my landlord. I told him I thought there was something in the crawl space and asked if he could investigate. He said he'd come by with a ladder and check it out. Next, he tweets, a few hours later, my landlord was on a ladder, shining a flashlight into the crawl space. I stared up at him, half expecting something to grab him and yank him into the darkness. He angled the flashlight all around and finally saying, there's nothing up here. But then he was like, oh, wait. I watched as he reached up into the emptiness with his free arm. And when he pulled it back, he had something small and round in his hand. He climbed down the ladder and handed it to me. Again, I wasn't quite sure what I was looking at. It was smooth and shiny. And at first I thought it was an old piece of candy, but it was cold and too heavy to be candy. After a second, I realized it was a marble.
How did you not realize that was a marble, dude?
Yeah, it looks like
that
marble.
That's just a marble.
It was so worn that it hadn't registered as a marble at first. Its shape was also sort of weird, with a little bump on one end. I guess
mixed
it is.
Marble?
It's not perfectly done on that one side.
It still looks like a marble.
It's still a marble, though. So Adam goes on to tweet, my landlord seemed unbothered for the most part. Okay, dude. And that was his. That was part of the tweet, by the way.
Oh, no.
And he told me to call him if I heard anything else. I went inside and headed to my office to see if I could figure out. To see if I could figure anything out about this marble that somehow made its way into my ceiling.
Is that what the bowling ball sound was?
Maybe. I had nothing to go on. And in short, I didn't really learn much, but I did figure out the bump on the marble, I think. Apparently, in the early 1900s, they made marbles by hand and cut them with big metal scissors, which would mean the marble is probably really old.
But the shoes didn't look that old.
I mean, they kind of did, though.
The
style was right.
The style, yes, but like the materials looked a little new.
I don't think so. I mean, they used leather back then.
I know.
They would have been patent leather shoes.
I was and if they were up in talking about the soles of the shoes.
Maybe, but they were still there. Yeah. They did start using, I think, rubber on shoes early. I'm not sure, though. Anyway, now I have a decrepit old shoe and a marble sitting on my dresser. I guess this is the new normal. Why would you bring it into your home?
Yeah, dude, that's a welcoming
Why
stuff.
Would like, you don't do bring that. It into your home, Adam? He goes on to tweet on December 12th, Tuesday, 2017. Sorry for the long break. I haven't been feeling great the past couple of weeks and haven't had time to update thread. There also wasn't much to say for the most part. I wasn't sleeping well and I was having weird dreams, but they were vague and hard to describe. I'm sleepy all day long and I've been getting sudden bouts of dizziness.
You could have heart failure.
I chalked it up to always having earbuds crammed in and made a mental note to get my ears checked. Other than that, things were pretty quiet. I sort of fooled myself into thinking that finding those items in the attic somehow ended all this. Not that that would make much sense, but last week, something started to happen. Late on Wednesday, I woke up with a start and felt something strange, like something had just been watching me. I turned on the light, but I was alone.
Usually in this house, that's actually a child.
Oh God, it's so creepy. Still, there was this tangible feeling of badness. Everything felt wrong. Sort of like when you have the flu and you wake up at night and can't really tell where you are for a minute. It was a feeling I'm used to. It always accompanies David. People tweet at me a lot saying he might just need help, but I'm certain that's not the case. Every time he shows up, I feel a palpable sense of malice. That's what I felt that night, malice, dread, but still, I was alone. And I was so tired, I wound up just going back to sleep. I've been so exhausted recently, I can barely function. The next night, the same thing happened. I woke up suddenly, feeling like I had just missed seeing something, like a candle had just gone out and I could still smell it. I thought about using the pet cam from the living room to monitor my bedroom while I slept, but the cord was too short to get the camera high enough to see the entire room, so I improvised. I downloaded an app that takes a photo every 60 seconds and set my phone on top of a bookcase. It's almost 7 feet tall, so it had a pretty good view of my bed and the surrounding room. Then I went to sleep. Just like before, I jolted awake hours later, feeling the same unease. I turned on the light and hurried out of the bed to get my phone from the bookcase. There were probably 350 photos to scroll through.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, if it takes a picture a night. I don't want to see any more pictures. I'm scared, Ashlyn. I don't want to see any more.
Read the tweet and then I'll look at the picture. How about that?
Okay. Adam goes on to tweet, the vast majority of them were me sleeping in an empty room. It's sort of dark, but you can see me sleeping. I left a couple night lights on just in case anything showed up. But for the first 100 or so photos, it was just me in an empty room.
Okay, so that's an establishing shot.
I think that's him sleeping. That's his head right there.
Awesome.
He goes on to tweet, then suddenly he was there. No!
Crap, you didn't scroll far enough. No, look away.
I don't know what it said! No, there's so many pictures!
God, no!
No! I don't want it! But there's so many. I missed so many tweets. Oh no, my god. Oh, he didn't say anything?
Maybe he did. Sorry.
Oh my god.
Back.
No, I don't want to scroll.
I'll scroll back.
No.
I'll scroll back.
No,
look
right. No, they're still there. I don't want it, Ashlyn.
Ashlyn's taking over for a second.
This better be fake.
Oh, that still looks like a baby doll.
I want it to be fake.
In the next photo, from a minute later, he seems to be staring straight up at the ceiling, just staring. Do you see it, Miranda? Okay, then don't look. Because it's definitely moving. Yeah, just look up there. Look up there. There you go. Okay. Then he appears to collapse on the chair. The next dozen photos are all the same. No. He's completely lifeless.
No.
At first, I thought he was dead, which obviously doesn't make any sense. I looked over at the chair and half expecting him to still be there, but it was empty.
Oh, thank God. Is it empty now? No, is he
no,
still
he's still there. Still love it.
No. Okay, we're going to leave it here for a second. I can't handle this. What have I chosen to do?
I hope that's fake. I hope it's fake.
I'm wondering if, like, it's someone messing with him a little bit.
Like, I don't
like
it.
One of his friends or something?
I don't like
it. It looks like a baby doll.
I hope it's a baby doll. I hope it's a prank. I hope it's not real because I don't like it. I hate it so much. I'm not going to sleep tonight. Okay.
So dramatic.
Guys, I'm having a panic attack. Adam goes on to tweet, but then in the next photo, he's gone. The room, it was totally empty again. He's gone in the next several photos, too. I figure maybe it was... Oops, wait. I figured maybe that was it, but I kept swiping through the photos.
Don't scroll down, Miranda.
Oh, is he there again?
It says about 15 photos later, he was back, standing
no.
next to Ben.
No!
It was just like the last time I saw him.
And Lucy, no.
Where is he? I don't see him in that one. No.
I hope I don't see him.
Because I think it's earlier he was over in this area.
I don't want it.
Where is it?
Next to the bed.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Maybe he's full of garbage.
Hang on, let me see where it look away.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, so there he is.
No.
Oh wait, is it the blank one? No. Is it?
No, I hate it.
There's that thing. Looks like he's still there in that one.
He's slumped over.
Yeah, right there.
I don't like it. And now he's gone.
Yeah, but that's the one where he's supposed to be standing next to the bed.
So is he over there?
Maybe.
Or maybe he's where we can't see him.
Yeah, maybe.
I just... if he pops up again, I'm going to throw something.
Okay.
I'll look more pictures.
He goes on to tweet. Hate it. I don't like the evidence.
So basically,
I take it
basically
back.
These photos, what we're seeing is, yes, a sleeping Adam. And then over in the corner, there's like this chair.
No.
And there's decidedly something that's like vaguely child-shaped.
It no, not vaguely like, child-shaped. It looks like a freaking child with a striped shirt on.
Like a bald child with a striped shirt.
Like with that dented head like he said.
Yeah, so it looks almost like a baby doll to me. Okay,
I
like
hate
it.
It
doesn't look quite... normal.
It's a demon child.
And it was definitely standing in a couple of the photos, and then you could see it slumped over in a couple photos. But I couldn't see it in the one where he said it was standing next to his bed.
I'm glad. Okay. So then he goes on. That's when my heart started to race. I don't want to look at the next couple of photos, Adeline.
You really should.
He says, I didn't want to look at the rest of the photos. Me either, Adam. But I knew I had to. I swiped to the next photo, and my heart sank into my stomach. I don't want to see it. It says he was on the bed, inches from me, staring down at me, sleeping. And I don't want to see
it.
I don't want to see it. Is he there?
I think so.
No, he's there!
Where?
It's right there!
Oh, okay.
He's
my eyesight
there.
Sucks.
I take my glasses off. It's not good enough.
Oh, God, he's still there.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, hang on. Now I might be able to see him in the other photo.
No.
Hang on. Let me see this. I need to know, Miranda.
I don't like it.
No, because he would be right there. Okay, never mind. Oh. Yep. There he goes.
Okay. The next one was worse.
The next one was worse. In the next photo, he's staring right at the camera.
Ashlyn.
Okay.
Yep, I'm out.
No!
No! No!
No, these are my pictures!
Read it, read the tweets.
Okay, I'm gonna read the tweets. I really hate this. I don't want to see it anymore.
Miranda, come on.
Okay, after that,
He tweets, sorry. Adam goes on to tweet, after that, there's seemingly nothing. He disappears again, and the rest of the scroll is just me alone in my room again. That's it, until the last photo.
Okay,
no,
so hang,
I
on,
was...
hang on, first, I do want to like kind of explain what was going on in the photos for our listeners, because this is not a visual thing.
Just go and look at those. So scary.
Yeah, maybe we'll include some on our Instagram.
I'll take screenshots of his Twitter.
And Miranda's just going to nope out of there.
I'm just going to cry.
No, but basically, yes, it definitely looked like there was something that like lifted its head.
A
like
child.
I have very bad eyesight right now, and I'm looking at this on a computer. And for Miranda's sake, we're not like blowing them up.
I refuse to look at it.
So it looks kind of blurry for me, basically. But there's definitely like a dark circle that I'm assuming would be the head. And then I looked closer at the one he said where it looked at the camera. And I mean, it looked like a head would have turned. Like,
it's
say, of a baby. I'm horrifying. Gonna say of the baby
I
doll head.
See these things briefly in the scrolling, and I don't like it. No wonder.
So
you know,
dramatic.
The iPad was trying to protect me. It didn't want to scroll this far. It kept refreshing the page. It was saying, don't continue with this. Stop. Stop right here. But no, Asha wouldn't let me.
Nope.
Okay.
You chose this.
So maybe here's the final
stuff.
Photo on the scroll, and I don't want to. No! No! There's a furry head near the camera.
Okay, so I'm sorry. What it looked like was like if a child got too close to the camera and like got its head
you
and
could
its
see his forehead.
So it's like right next to the camera, and it's like it's like bright, and that one's very obvious.
Okay,
like that's obviously.
There is something at the camera.
Here, actually, move, Miranda. I got it. I'm going to look at it. I'm going to describe
it.
Close your eyes. I'll let you know when it's safe.
He describes it in the next tweet.
Yeah, it's just... That looks very human, though. That does not look like the typical baby doll kind of thing. I didn't assume that this thing had hair.
I know, because it looks kind of bald, but... Okay, so Adam goes on to tweet, I'm at a loss for words. That malformed ear, that stringy hair, I didn't even know what to think. I looked all over my room, but I couldn't find anything. And honestly, I've been so exhausted, I didn't know how to process it. Even now, all I want to do is just go to sleep. Adam, get out of the house!
Don't go to sleep, dude.
Just move! Just don't go to sleep. Just move. So on December 20th, 2017, Adam tweets something kind of, I mean, it's normal, but it's just a little less
dramatic
than everything else. He says, hey, everyone, I'll be gone for the next week visiting family back home in Montana for the holidays. It'll be nice to get away from all this for a bit. Thanks for everyone's kind words lately. I'll see you when I get back, which is a little calm for me. I'm sorry. You've seen what? And you're acting so calm? Okay, whatever. After the new year, on January 2nd, 2018, Adam tweets, so I've been away from the city for a couple weeks. Thread. I went home to Montana for the holidays and almost immediately started to feel better, less tired, less foggy.
Maybe you were allergic to something in your apartment.
Or maybe he had SAD.
Seasonal affective disorder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I feel like you could get dizzy from that too, yeah.
Up until now, I haven't really entertained the thought of moving, thinking David would probably just follow me wherever I go. But when I left for Montana, everything seemed to improve. Like maybe David wouldn't follow me after all. Maybe he was tied to the house, not me. Being home felt safer. And I managed to relax a bit. So he's a spirit, not a poltergeist. Okay.
Good to know.
Adam continues. I even started browsing listings for new apartments back in New York. The last thing I want to do is move in the middle of winter, but after the past few months, it seemed like it might be worth it.
You'll also get a better deal on a house.
There might be a way out. But after a few days, I started to feel strange again. One night I got up to go to the bathroom and as I stood there in the dark, I couldn't help feeling like there was something moving outside the bathroom window. The bathroom... No. The bathroom looks out into the backyard, and it was pitch black. I could barely see anything, but it's Montana, and there are animals passing through all the time. Sure enough, in the morning, I found animal tracks through the snow. I don't know the specific animal, deer, elk. Okay, so there's like deer tracks, like yeah. normal. We see them all the time out here. Mm-hmm. He goes on to tweet, the next night, the same thing happened. I got up in the middle of the night and thought I saw movement in the blackness outside. This time, I stood at the window and gazed out, straining my eyes to see, waiting for them to adjust to the night.
You're being stalked by a deer, man.
Probably. His next tweet reads, for a long time, I stared out into the snowy darkness, but couldn't see any movement. Then, just as I was about to turn away, I saw something lurch off to the right and disappear from view. Again, it was too dark to make out the animal, but I couldn't see it, but it could have been anything. Maybe a coyote or something. In the morning, as I was getting out of the shower, I glanced out the window and noticed tracks behind the garage.
Okay.
Those are obvious tracks out there. I couldn't tell where they were. I couldn't tell what they were from the bathroom, so I got dressed and put on my coat and went outside. When I got up close, my heart practically stopped. They weren't tracks. They were footprints. Really small footprints. And those are clearly footprints. They're kind of like the kind my niece and nephew make.
Yeah. Weird.
Adam continues, I followed them across the backyard, but they disappeared into the ditch out back. I stood there in the snow, not knowing what to do. What could I do? Call the cops and tell them I found footprints in the snow?
I mean, technically, if they're outside your house, you could. The cops might laugh at you, but it becomes clear that someone was watching your house.
Yeah. The last couple nights, I was too scared to leave my room. If it had been David out there in the snow, it meant he could follow me anywhere, no matter where I moved. He could find me. I felt helpless.
I mean, what harm has he really done aside from scaring you and watching you in your sleep?
Okay,
clearly, David could have done some damage if he wanted to, but he hasn't.
Adam continues, I flew back to New York the day after Christmas. Back in my apartment, it seemed like I was at square one yet again. I've tried everything I can think of. I sagged my apartment. I saged my apartment. I've hired a medium. Nothing has worked. And worse, I feel him at night watching me from different corners of my room, always getting closer and waking up right before something happens. For the past few nights, I've been using that app that takes photos every couple minutes, and nothing has shown up. For whatever reason, it doesn't seem to work anymore. But I've left it running just in case. It's picked up absolutely nothing, save for one thing from last night. I don't want it. If there's a photo, okay, there's no photo yet. Adam tweets, then he was hovering above my bed, staring down down at me, his mouth moving faster than it should be. I couldn't move. I could only look up at him. Last night was particularly bad. I felt sick and had nightmares all night. I dreamt that David was hovering in the corner by the ceiling, far off the ground. He was mouthing something, but I couldn't hear any words. Suddenly, he plummeted downward, and I felt this huge pressure crash into my chest. I woke up gasping, the wind completely knocked out of me. I sat up and looked around frantically, heaving for air, but there was nothing.
So sleep apnea.
When I caught my breath, I retrieved my phone from the dresser. The photo roll showed nothing of note, save for the last photo, taken just a moment before.
I'm ready to look away.
I don't want it.
It's just a picture.
I don't want it.
Nope, we out.
No, what is it?
Don't look for a minute.
I can't.
So basically, it looks like, I mean, there's definitely a striped shirt and a hand.
No.
Right there on a small body.
No.
Oh, yep. Now I see a little face. Gosh, my eyesight sucks. Everything's blurry. Oh, I kind of want to click on it. No. But I kind of don't.
No. Don't do it, Ashley.
I can't see, Miranda.
No. No.
I don't want it. I don't like it. Yeah, it's... I mean, it's creepy, is what it is. Okay, you're safe.
Okay. No, I'm not.
I mean, you're kind of safe. Don't look at the top. Look away.
Okay, so Adam's last tweet of the night said, I don't know what to do. I'm at a loss here. I just don't know. So on January 16th, 2018, he tweets, sorry for the long delay. Honestly, I wasn't sure I was going to tweet again. Thread. After what happened a couple weeks ago, everything stopped. Well, sort of. I wasn't having dreams anymore, and I was feeling better. I was sleeping through the night again. Actually, I was feeling great. I still do. But things have been sort of weird, too. It's hard to explain. I'll try, but I don't know if any of this makes sense. Basically, as good as things have been for the past couple weeks, I can't shake the feeling that something is off. Like, I've been sleeping fine and have lots of energy during the day, but sometimes I seem to sort of lose time, I guess. Like, I'll look up at the clock and realize a whole hour has gone by and I don't remember any of it.
Dude, you need to go to a doctor. Go to a doctor. Okay? Like, I had those symptoms and it turns out I was a little bit dying. So
he
like...
continues, or I'll mishear someone and ask them to repeat what they just said, but they say they didn't say anything. Little stuff like that. But after what I've been through, that's not a big deal. Despite all that, I felt ready to put it all behind me. So on Saturday, I opened Twitter intending to update you all that it was over. At least I thought so. I just want things to go back to the way they were. And it seemed like they had. I was writing something to that effect when I noticed I had way more notifications than usual.
Oop.
I swiped to my mentions and saw that everyone was tweeting me about something I'd posted to my Instagram story the day before, saying they saw something weird. The stories are now expired, but I have screenshots and I don't know how to explain it. Okay, so long story short, I went to brunch on Saturday with a friend. I posted a few photos to my story, and they were fairly unremarkable. Here's two of the photos I posted, totally dumb and normal. Yeah, a picture of his brunch, and a picture of him and his friend kind of blurry, saying, bottomless mimosas. Understandably course, blurry.
Yeah, and of course, little emojis.
So he goes on to say, they're totally boring brunch photos. I posted one more photo of me and my friend before leaving, and that was that. But the next day, I had a zillion messages about the third photo I posted. People had taken screenshots and sent them to me. I don't want it. What? Oh. This is what somehow got uploaded to my Instagram. Basically, and it kind of looks like Adam's face has been morphed with some creepy goblin-looking eyeball.
Yeah, it's a very glitched-out photo of him and his friend from a different angle. And, yeah, it looks like Adam's face is a bit morphed. The friend's face looks fairly normal.
Yeah, hers looks fine. Honestly, it's like, besides the glitching, there's, like, nothing over it. But Adam's face seems... But, like, Adam's face seems to be, like, melded with something else, with, like, another face, which is...
Oh, wait, it looks like that face is upside down.
Oh, I don't like that either. Nope. So he goes on to say, I have no clue what happened. It looked perfectly fine on my phone when I uploaded it.
Maybe I'm wrong.
I'd say it was just a glitch, but I can't make sense of what's happening with my face. Maybe I can. I know what it looks like, what it probably is, but I don't know if I care anymore. I just really want things to be normal again, and things feel normal enough right now. I don't know. I guess I'll keep you updated if something else happens. Maybe I can. I know what it looks... Oh, it just posted the same tweet twice. Yes.
Never mind.
I'll keep you updated on the phone.
There's a video.
No. Okay, so on January 28th, 2018, he updates us with a video and no caption. And I don't really want to see the video. It's his cat, at least one of them, looking up at the door like normal.
Yep.
Ashlyn, tell me if something scary happens.
I guess, but I don't... I'll tell you if something scary happens.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, the cat's looking around the room, looking back at the camera. Almost as if something's there. Oh, and meowed in the direction of the camera. The camera's on the ground, by the way, so it doesn't make any sense.
I don't want
to
see
it.
Hang
on, give it to me so I can pause it after. No, that's all that happens. Okay. It's basically the cat looks... So basically what happens is the cat starts looking at the door and meowing, and then like starts almost like tracking something around the room,
mm-hmm.
like slowly turning his head, you know, like he's watching someone walk
mm-hmm.
and meowing at there. There's never any sign of, and eventually he winds up like looking at the camera. The camera's on the ground.
In a really weird position, kind of like it's fallen off a table or something.
Yeah, or like he dropped it when it was like right next to his bed or something.
It's really strange. And the cat's meowing at the camera. There's no caption or anything. It was posted at 2:17 a.m.
That's a little weird.
Really weird. So then on February 3rd, 2018, when Adam starts acting a little strange. He tweets, "Everything is fine." With weird spacing and no capitals,
which is
no punctuation, which is atypical for him because he's normally uses lots of words, all the right grammar and punctuation.
And capitalization.
So then on February 14th, Valentine's Day 2018, he tweets, "Please don't worry about me. I'm okay and everything will be like it was before. Smiley face."
Again, capitalization.
No capitalization. There's one period, an apostrophe kind of thing, but
there's also a smiley.
A smiley face, but it's like
not an emoji.
No, like
a smiley face.
Like a text. Like back in like T9 days.
Yeah,
you know, one of those, like a colon and a parenthesis kind of smiley face, not an emoji. Mm-hmm. Which I feel like he would normally use an emoji.
I don't know. We haven't seen much emoji use from him before.
Followed by a video. I don't want to watch it. With, again, at 2 a.m. The "Please Don't Worry About Me" was posted at 1:05 a.m., which seems a little off. And then this followed by at 2 a.m. exactly.
If I have nightmares, I blame you.
A video that, just from the screenshot, looks like it was, like, once again, kind of looks like it wasn't. It was behind something, almost like he dropped his phone. But let's watch the video. I don't want to see it.
Okay, the cat's staring up at the door again.
I don't want to see it.
Okay, then don't. I got
you. His lights are fully on, which is strange.
Oh, and now the cat's looking.
Oh, he's yawning. Oh, no, he's looking at the camera again.
Looking at the camera and meowing again. And then now looking back at the wall. No, he's not meowing there. Now he's meowing at the door. And now turning around almost as if someone walked over. Maybe he lost interest and is now meowing at the door again.
I don't like it.
I don't know. Where's the other cat?
Oh, God. Why does this go on for so long? I'm scared.
I don't know. It's very ominous.
I don't like it.
Which is almost worse because I'm like, please don't jump scare me. I have a weak heart. No, seriously, that's actually why I don't like jump scares anymore, is because, like,
they hurt.
They physically hurt me. Okay, yeah, no, it's just the cat looking around. Like, he's following something, but it's like...
Okay,
it's very strange.
Yeah, it's just a really long video of his cat...
Looking around
and like, meowing and yawning.
Like he's... watching
however
someone
there
move at some
there
point.
Is no caption on this one, and every other video to this point had a precursor and or a caption
aside from the other very creepy ominous one that we just saw.
Aside from that other really creepy, just like I dropped my phone on the floor kind of video.
Yeah,
so then we wait until March 12th, so like
skip
almost a full month later.
Wow.
So almost like a full month later, Adam tweets, "For everyone asking if I'm alive, I'm doing okay. It's been pretty quiet around here lately, and I've been trying to focus on work. Of course, I'll keep you updated if anything strange happens, but for now, I'm staying busy with drawing and other projects. Peace sign." Now, this tweet looks like all of his other tweets, has lots of punctuation, lots of capitalization, and an emoji peace sign.
So, dude.
So, what was going on with those
can
really
you explain
strange
those videos?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people think a theory is when you see the pictures of David hovering above him and falling on him.
Yeah.
That maybe he was going into him. And that's why his face seemed all distorted.
Chilled out and possessed him for a couple weeks.
Yeah. Kind of thing.
Weird. Very weird.
For like a month.
And it would have been better if, like, you know, Adam had, like, talked about, you know, what had happened, like, during the time, if he remembered. I'm wondering a little bit if, especially towards when he started getting, like, dizzy and exhaustion and everything, if there might have been, like, some sort of, like, maybe carbon monoxide leak or something in his apartment.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, I'm not necessarily saying that, oh, there's no chance that this creepy stuff was happening, because, like, I think the creepy stuff...
You saw the photos, Ashlyn.
Yeah, no, I can't explain the photos unless some of his friends, like, trolling him.
So...
because again, yeah. it was taking pictures like once every minute.
I have prompts for this. Okay, in conclusion, was it real? Was Dear David real or fake? What do you think?
I don't know. Honestly, like the thing is, so the pictures that were taken were very clear.
Terrified, horrified,
those ones
all of it.
Were taken like approximately 1 minute apart, according to Adam. And so the thing is, Adam could have very well fabricated like all of this if he wanted to.
Yeah.
It would have been rather easy. Because again, David didn't look like he was, you know, a human up until that one photo with like the weird ear and the hair.
But that didn't, it looked too small to be like Adam's head. It'd have to be like
exactly
an actual child.
Oh yeah, no, and it didn't have like a full head of hair either. Like it was, you know,
sparse and stringy. It was gross.
Yeah. No, that's
really
definitely
creepy.
That definitely wasn't him. I don't know.
So yeah, you that's the thing, gotten, is like, we were playing devil's advocate for a while at the beginning and stuff, and we were saying, I'm not sure if that's really what you saw. It could just be this, it could just be that.
I think
honestly,
at some points he was just
yeah,
seeing
at some points
though,
like, I honestly think he was just seeing things like he freaked himself out. I do it all the time. I stare into the darkness and convince myself there's something there and there's nothing.
Yeah. It's like
it's just what our brains do it. They literally make things up for us to see. So I do think some of it was just his mind playing tricks on him. However, the pictures are a little
well, yeah, the pictures with David are
you can't say that not there.
The creepiest ones are still the ones he took from his phone when he
that was horrible. Of
like,
the thing
when he just
running up
it
to him. Yeah.
It wouldn't have been
I forgot
running
about them
been
until
limping
now, Ashlyn.
It would have been limping.
Thanks.
Those ones were the most clear. Or clearly showing the dented head and everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could have
for being
probably manipulated
room
them via Photoshop or something like that, but
yeah. I don't know. Maybe he is a nephew. Let's look it up. I didn't get that much
head
knowledge.
No.
No, just, you know. So according to Adam, everything he experienced is and was real. Like he claims that he did not make any of it up. So he says like he's not normally a conspiracy nut. Like from everything I've seen of him, I followed him for a while now. He's not really a conspiracy nut or does anything to kind of anything to make me like more inclined to believe he is a conspiracy nut or anything. So I'm more inclined to believe him because of that.
Well, and there's no,
he does in his artwork and in his, his comics and stuff. He does like to dive into like another realm sometimes and like and talk about his sleep paralysis and stuff through it and tells these kind of spooky stories with it sometimes, but it's all from what he remembers from the sleep paralysis and stuff like that. So I don't think he was making it up just for clout, because it's not something that he was
well,
known
and more
for
than that. He wouldn't have needed to either, like
yeah. So apparently,
and also especially with the way it ended.
Yeah. So
there
apparently
was no heroic moment for him. It just stopped.
So apparently Dear David was to be made into a film. According to knowyourmeme.com on June 6, 2018, The Wrap reported that Dear David was being adapted into a film with the help of BuzzFeed Studios and its producer Dan Lin's production company Rideback. Ellis maintained an air of mystery over whether or not Dear David was Dear David. Dear David was real, telling the warp, "I've never been interested in convincing anyone that ghosts are real. I just wanted to tell my story. If it was all fiction, I probably would have updated more than once every couple weeks." And that's
fair.
Adam Ellis said. And honestly, I don't think he was keeping an air of mystery over it. I think he flat out said, if I made it up, I would have really gone for it, you know?
I know. Yeah. But
I don't think that was an air of mystery. I think that was just him saying, yeah, no, it's real.
That's fair.
So, according to the rap, other people attached to the project include Mike Van Ways as a writer, Evan Turner as a story and executive producer, BuzzFeed Studios, Lauren Dolgan and Hugh Ho, and Jonathan Erich as producers. The Daily Dot wrote that perhaps coincidentally, Ellis's run-ins with the ghost have been less frequently since he left BuzzFeed in February of 2018 to focus on personal projects. Which, maybe he was having a lot of really bad sleep paralysis because he worked at BuzzFeed? Is that what they're implying?
Well, I mean, sleep paralysis can be associated with stress.
That's true. Maybe he was stressed. Who knows?
Well, and
that's a lot of stress, I'm going to be honest.
No, well, the thing is that also he did express that he was... I remember around the time that he left BuzzFeed, he did express that he was, you know, a little bit stressed and everything, but also he wanted to expand his art and basically do things in his own way.
Oh, yeah. And I remember that as well. So according to IMDb, the film is still in development at this time. However, it is 2021. So I don't know if we're ever going to see the light of the Dear David movie. So that's the story of Dear David from what I could find.
Technically, anyone would be able to adapt it into a movie if they so wanted to.
Well, I think they should ask Adam for his permission.
Well,
they should.
I'm just saying that they don't necessarily legally have to.
Yeah.
It's the good person thing to do. But.
However, I don't want to spend too much more time talking about it because this is going to be a really long episode.
How much time we got?
It's already an hour and 13 minutes.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
So, with that, if you have your own ghost story or know anything more about Dear David that I did not cover, please let us know. You can email us at matterthanacaterpillar@gmail.com. You can also visit us on Instagram at matterthanacaterpillar.
And also, if you want to like slide into our DMs on Twitter or tweet at us,
Twitter.
Either one is perfectly acceptable. And we'd love to hear from you. So you can check us out at matterthanacat because caterpillar would not fit.
As well as our Facebook page. This is getting longer and longer. As well as our Facebook page, I'll Tell You What, with a period instead of ellipses, at ITYW Podcast.
And by this point, we should actually have the stickers.
Yay. Don't know what we're doing with them yet. We'll figure it out.
We might announce in an earlier episode. Who knows? That we know what we're doing.
Who knows?
I don't know yet.
And with that, I'll leave you with this. Tell your mom.
Tell your dad.
Tell your friends.
Tell the FBI agent listening through your phone.
And tell Dear David, who hopefully is no longer living in your closet. And good night.
He's living above the crawl space hatch in your closet, actually.
No!
With his tiny
shoe. I live in a basement. And I don't have a crawl space hatch. So